Welcome to BIX Tech in 20, the podcast that brings you the latest news and trends in the world of technology. Whether you're a tech enthusiast, industry professional, or just curious about the evolving tech landscape, this podcast is for you. So today our guest is Luc Vidal-Majard, who is the head of IoT and roaming solutions at BIX. In his role, he manages the entire BIX global IoT portfolio, from BIX's global IoT MVNO to eSIM solutions and mobile roaming. So with 2 decades of experience in IoT technology, he is perfectly positioned to tell us about the latest development in this space, pun totally intended, as today we are discussing satellite connectivity and its potential to transform IoT for original equipment manufacturers, aka OEMs. So welcome, Luc.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Claire. Thanks for this discussion.
Great. So we'll just get started without further ado. So first things first, let's set the stage. What is the main challenge facing OEMs today, and how is IoT helping?
Yes, but let me first start by defining what I would call an OEM in the IoT space. So this is basically, for me, any company that manufactures hardware and embeds connectivity into it. So one of the key challenges facing OEMs today is to ensure that their hardware gets connected anywhere they are deployed. And remember that in the global business of today, products are usually manufactured in one place and then sold anywhere around the world. This means that global connectivity needs to be embedded into the hardware. And this global connectivity must be as much as possible simple and reliable for the OEM. Their core business for OEMs is the hardware and the application. It's not the connectivity. On the connectivity side, they really want to have as much as possible peace of mind. Now, global connectivity is a real complexity and reliability challenge in the IoT space. Just think about the extreme variety in IoT solutions. You have, for example, one extreme side, low power use cases with devices that stay autonomous without any power supplies for more than 10 years. On the other end, over extreme end, you have use cases requiring high speed and low latency, for example, when real-time video is needed. You have some use cases with device setting static in remote places and some others permanently moving around and across the borders. At BIX, we are here to solve the challenges of global IoT deployment, making them more simple, more flexible, more reliable, and more secure. So with BIX global IoT solutions, OEMs can easily embed connectivity to their hardware directly from the factory. And these solutions are designed in order to allow OEMs first to secure and simplify their global operation and deployment. It can be up to a true zero-touch device lifecycle management of the IoT product wherever they are rolled out. It allows them as well to monetize their IoT application with highly flexible business model integrating connectivity costs and connectivity revenue. And I would highlight as well that you enable value-add services around security, analytics, digital twins, and more wherever they are deployed.
So how does satellite connectivity revolutionize IoT solutions for OEMs?
Well, you know, it starts with a simple statement. Roughly about 10% of the Earth's surface has access to terrestrial connectivity services. So there is a gap that needs to be filled for enterprise to deploy their connected product fully everywhere. And we talk here about quite a wide panel of use cases that are left out. You have maritime transport, you have road safety, you have logistic and tracking in continents like in North America and Africa with very remote places. You have wind farms, you have mining, etc., etc. And this is where non-terrestrial networks come in. Satellite connectivity enabled by geostationary or low orbit satellites can complement terrestrial and non-cellular networks in remote locations. This year, we have announced a partnership with Skylo, a geosatellite network operator. Thanks to the partnership, BIX will leverage Skylo's network of satellites covering 13.7 billion square miles of land and sea. And it doesn't come along. It's also coming along a true disruption in the industry in terms of satellite connectivity. Until now, communication to satellite, if you've been into the industry for some time, required very expensive terminals and complicated engineering from the enterprise. With a new standard called Release 17 by 3GPP, it's now deployed by a number of satellite operators. Regular devices can talk directly to satellite with a simple firmware update. And today's ecosystem is not only ready on the satellite side, it's also ready on the device side. You have regular IoT modules, including some of the best sellers in market that are now really 17 compliant. And we even have some smartphones that can connect directly to satellite for emergency SMS. This means that today, all the ingredients are there for the enterprise to benefit from this game changer. Of course, we talk about very small data consumption. Satellite capacity stays small. But that is consistent with traditional narrowband IoT for terrestrial network. And actually, this is exactly it. We are going to offer standard narrowband IoT direct to satellite with the partnership with Skylo. So at the end, our partnership with Skylo enables us to offer to our customer a plug-and-play, truly global IoT connectivity solution that I can recap as follows. Our enterprise customer can use the same regular IoT modules, simply upgraded with the right firmware, and their IoT products can now connect in the most remote areas on narrowband IoT direct to satellite, while still seamlessly stay on traditional terrestrial mobile network when they are available. So at the end, truly global, this is truly global and as simple and seamless as it can be.
You've shared a couple of examples already, but could you share one more real-world use case of where satellite-enabled IoT solutions have significantly benefited OEMs?
Yeah, sure. We have, I think, about one of our clients that create next-generation GPS asset trackers for logistic company in North America. With this direct-to-satellite connectivity, they now can offer their customers to track shipment all along their journey that are often in thousands of miles and with more than 50% of time on roads with no cellular coverage at all. So here you see, you can realize, it's a significant differentiator. You move from 50% of connectivity to 100%. And that makes a difference from over-tracking solution into the market.
Great. So you've mentioned earlier GEO and LEO. Could you just briefly explain for us the difference between the two and which one is best for OEMs?
Yeah, sure. So LEO stands for Low Earth Orbit Networks, and GEO for Geostationary Orbit. LEO constellations are typically deployed at a lower orbit than GEO satellite, 5,000 kilometers for LEO compared to 36,000 kilometers for GEO. As well, GEO, as their name suggests, stay relative to a specific spot on Earth, while LEO satellites keep moving, and the IoT devices constantly need to find the LEO satellite to connect to. Some of the advantage of GEO is that it is faster to get global coverage with them, since you only need about 5 satellites to cover the whole world, while with LEO constellation, you need about 200 satellites to cover the world with constant connectivity, meaning to have more or less, at any time, a satellite available for the device to talk to. As well, GEO satellites have a stronger life duration than LEO, typically 15 years on average versus 5 years for LEO. And that, as well, make it somehow a better fit for our customer with long-term IoT deployment. Typically, they have IoT solutions that are out there for more than 10 years. And this is also one of the reasons why we partner with Skylo. They offer the only GEO satellite connectivity in market today.
Can you summarize for us very briefly what the benefits of satellite IoT for OEMs are?
Yeah, sure. At the end, you understand, we offer now truly global coverage seamlessly. Seamlessly first on the device side. We talk about the same IoT modules as today with only a firmware upgrade required. And seamlessly on the connectivity side, we talk about the same standard narrowband IoT as for terrestrial mobile network. So it cannot be more simple.
Thank you very much, Luke. And thank you for talking to us today about this topic.
You're welcome. I appreciate very much this discussion.
If you'd like to find out more about BICS's IoT services, then please just head over to BICS.com.